wealth, an abundance of valuable possessions or money. We all know what wealth is. We know that being wealthy means you are rich, right? You have a lot of money or a lot of possessions or assets. But I think one thing that's really important is having someone to look up to that is truly wealthy. Do you guys know anybody that's wealthy? Who was the wealthiest person in your life growing up? Drop it in the comments and let me know, because I think that really plays a part on your whole outlook on wealth. Let's get into the video. What's up, guys? It's your boy Ty, and I appreciate you guys coming to check me out on my channel. If you're new to the channel, go ahead, subscribe to the channel so you can come back and see me. And everybody, make sure you guys hit that like button. It really helps me out. My channel is all about making sure people are aware of the different avenues to get a piece of the pie. But tonight, we're going to be talking about wealth. Of course, as I said in the beginning of the video, we all should know what wealth is having a lot of money. Put plain and simple, having a lot of money. And I do believe people look at wealth different based off who they know or who they see that truly is wealthy, or what they think is wealthy. Rich and wealth, they kind of go hand in hand, right? So I know, just growing up, me myself, I rarely saw people that were truly wealthy. I saw people that looked like they had money. You know, you saw it in their cars. You saw it in the rims. You saw it even in their mouth, you know. And maybe some people used to walk around with a little knots every now and then. But I rarely saw people that were truly wealthy. The people that were truly wealthy, they didn't look the part. So when I think about the people that I know that were truly wealthy or had a lot of money, don't know too many, you know, rich people, but I know people that were able to, you know, take care of their household, always had money to get whatever they wanted, and, you know, multiple houses and own property and things like that. To me, that is my version of someone that's wealthy, because I seen that coming up. And it was luckily a family member of mine, you know, my aunt and uncle, they really, to me, they were wealthy. They were wealthy because what they had, it was more than the average. And, you know, just watching them, how they, you know, went around buying up houses, renovating them, and things like that. They were the wealthiest people I had seen when I was in my youth, the wealthiest people. And like I said, these people weren't rich. I do know in my youth, I did see the illusion of wealth in a lot of things. Like when you're young, you watch TV, right? You watch the rappers, you know, throwing money around. You see the rappers getting, you know, nice cars, putting rims on the cars. Honestly, as I said, the people that I knew were wealthy, my aunt and uncle, he won't go see them emulating rappers at all. Not one bit. Or, you know, whatever you saw on TV, you weren't going to see them emulate that. And I really think that's important. To actually have an example of wealth, or what someone looks like that's building wealth, that will be extremely wealthy. So I always used to say they were like the people that were the wealthiest that I knew coming up. And now to this day, I'm an adult and they are very, very well off. But I can see it coming up, you know. Being wealthy, especially when you're talking about looking around you today, trying to see who's wealthy. Everybody doesn't have that example, you know. Everybody doesn't have, you know, the people that are actually truly wealthy around them. If you don't have that, man, it makes life so much harder, because you will see this illusion of what wealth is, what money is, and you will try to emulate it. You know, that's what we do. We try to, you know, do the things that we think look good. No different from a child. I have kids, you know, my son tries to emulate everything I do, right? Because he wants to be like me. So when we weren't talking about wealth, we see old people with money, we're gonna emulate them. So I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. I ain't from the best of areas. So in my area, if everyone just sees the people that are doing bad things, or not bad things, but things that are considered illegal, some bad, and they see those are the only people that have money or have wealth, that's what they're going to do. I have so many friends or people I grew up with going through high school and stuff. So many of my friends got caught up in emulating what they thought was wealth, because no one was out there telling them what wealth was, or they didn't have an example of what wealth was or is. They only saw, you know, in this small town or small area that, you know, the wealthy people do this. Oh, now, or the people with money that seem to not really have a care, you know, because they got it. They got money. They straight. They do this. So, like I said, we're in a small town. Everybody doing this. You're going to have a lot of people, you know, getting incarcerated and things like that. If you guys can feel what I'm talking about. So I'm from a small town like that. A lot of my people, a lot of my friends, they actually, you know, emulated it, and it didn't turn out good for them. But I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit. I blame the fact that they didn't have people around them that were truly wealthy so they can emulate. Me, As I said, coming up in the world, man, I blew so much money doing things that I thought was, you know, it made you look like you had money. Blew so much money doing stuff like that. So when I'm talking about wealth, I go down this rabbit hole just to say, having someone that is truly wealthy and having a role model in your life to show you what wealth is very, very, very important. It's more important than actually knowing the definition of wealth, because you can hear the definition of wealth and you think someone with money, and then you stop and look around you. You're like, oh, that's wealth. That person over there has money. Even though you could be in a situation that, you know, that person doesn't have money. That person is faking the funk, or, you know, that person is doing things to get money that are not, you know, the best things to do. You could be in that situation. So that's why I just say, you know, having that role model is very important. So me using my platform, this platform, I like to make sure people understand what wealth is and how to get it. Because if people don't know how to get it, you know, they're going to just do whatever they can to get it. So that's why I'm big on investing and talking about real estate, talking about anything to actually show people how to get money, like dividend investing. Man, I wish I would have known about that way earlier in life. You know, I wouldn't have blew so much money if I was trying to stack some dividends, a way to make money. But anyway, I kind of feel like I was late to the party. So that's one reason I like to do these videos like this. It might not get seen by a lot of people, but it'll reach somebody when they watch it. And maybe they can understand what I'm talking about. That actually having wealth or having someone in your life that is truly wealthy is important. So what do you do if you don't have someone in your life that is truly wealthy? All you see around you is people that are, you know, not that wealthy. Then you honestly, you have to, you know, educate yourself. It's plain and simple. You have to educate yourself and maybe find role models in people that are actually successful in life, and you can study those people. You know, we talk about investors, Warren Buffett. You can, I ain't saying follow what he does by the T, but you can see how he makes investments, and that's how he got rich. You can see how, if you Google any of the top net worth people, they're rich because they have, a lot of them have real estate. And like I said, you can educate yourself if you're in that situation where no one around you is wealthy. And me, myself, I like to try to educate myself as best possible, as best as possible, because you can always find some other ways to build wealth. You know, there's countless ways of building wealth, you know, starting a business, you know, even just working extra overtime and things like that. It's countless ways to build wealth, but you got to educate yourself on wealth. And, you know, if you got to go that route, you got to actually be dedicated to do that. As I said, I myself didn't have but maybe one example, and the rest I had to educate myself. And I still didn't emulate and do every single thing that I seen, you know, my aunt and uncle do. All I did get from that is, you know, you should work hard to have something. You should make sure you get a steady job to have something, because they worked every day. You know, they were the type of people that worked every day. And I seen so many people that didn't work every day, and, you know, like I said, they weren't wealthy. So I had in my mind that you got to go out there and work every day, grind, whatever you got to do to attain wealth. And that's what I do. And that's why I get my work ethic from seeing hardworking role models do that. And you just gotta educate yourself and look around. So now, my version of wealth. What is wealth now? You know, I think wealth is being able to take care of everything you need to take care of. Your family, your home, where you lay your head, your kids. Like I said, I already said family. And being able to get the things that you need without a second thought. And even the things you want, you can get the things you want, but that doesn't mean you're actually going to go out there and buy the things you want all the time. I think that is truly being wealthy. You're not really stressed out about your everyday life expenses. You know, you're not stressed out about bills because you got it to pay the bills. I think that is being wealthy. Not so much of having the biggest this or the most of that. My version of wealth, being wealthy, is like, if I was truly wealthy, even with a lot of money, you wouldn't be able to tell I was truly wealthy. Yes, I might have a house that's somewhere out in the cut, but I wouldn't need a mansion. You know what I mean? I wouldn't need this extravagant mansion. I wouldn't need the flashiest BMW or, you know, Benz. I wouldn't need none of that. I would just want to be able to take care of my family and make sure everyone has the things that they need. And we would even get some of the things we want. But it's not good to be, you know, just be able to get everything you want all the time. You got, like I said, if you have kids, you know what I mean. Yeah, you can give your kids a lot all the time, but it's not good for them if you're just giving them everything they want. Life doesn't give people everything they want all the time, so you kind of got to have some restraint when you're talking about kids. But I wouldn't go out there and buy everything I want just because I had the money to do it. You know what I mean? But that's what wealth is to me. And to attain that wealth, to get there, I'm putting stuff in place, you know, to get there. I'm talking about investing. I'm talking about, you know, making sure I go to work, put in that hard work. I'm talking about making sure that I actually start a side hustle, because side hustles, oh my God. What are you talking about being a wealth? Side hustles, man, that should be its own video. Side hustles are very, very important to building wealth too. Because most people, you guys seen the video I had about jobs. Most people have their job, their primary job, and that primary job takes care of everything in their house, you know, everything, all the bills and everything, and it even gives them some extra sometimes. But that regular steady pay, that's great. And if it, you know, can seep out into having a little extra, that's great too. But if you start a side hustle and the money from that side hustle goes to whatever you want, like investing or something like that, man, you can be stacking. You can be stacking from a side hustle. It is a way to increase your income without necessarily having to move up in your job, promote in the company. It's just a way to make extra income. And some people, most people's that actually have a side hustle and they love their side hustle, eventually that side hustle can outperform your regular 9-to-5 job. You know, if you actually love that, whatever you're doing. Because a lot of people, that's a lot of people's mission, you know, to make their side hustle their main hustle. But while they try to work on that, they have to steadily go to a job and work. You know, that's how the system made. It's crazy that the system is made like that too. That, you know, we have to go work for someone else every day. You know, it is what it is. Unless you got money, that's what you got to do. Or you know how to work your own business, that's what you got to do. But sometimes you spend so much time working for someone else, it's hard to get a side hustle. Because you're putting so much time in for somebody else. But, you know, that side hustle, when you do be able to spend time on the side hustle, if you keep at that side hustle, it can make you money. Like YouTube. Hey, speaking of that, all right, y'all already know. If you are interested in the best stock picks or some very reliable stock picks, make sure you check out The Motley Fool. I got a link to them in my comments and the description of the video. And if you are interested in having a decent dividend portfolio tracker, check out Dividend Watch. Dividend Watch is great for dividend investing and keeping track of your portfolio. I use both of these things, and I got a link in the comment section to the Motley Fool's program, the Motley Fool's subscriptions, and to Dividend Watch. Like I said, make sure you guys check that out. Hey, like I said, I got to pay bills too. I will get a kickback from you guys checking out the links. If you do decide to sign up for Dividend Watch or the Motley Fool, because I am an affiliate of both of those. But as I said, you know, having a side hustle is great. But wealth, I can talk about wealth for days. This video can go on for days because, I mean, when we talk about wealth, what is wealth and how we attain it? How we attain it is, it's like what everybody is looking for, right? The secret to gaining wealth. But we got plenty more videos to talk about how we can gain wealth. Check my investing videos out. I got plenty. That's the main way I'm trying to gain wealth, is investing. It's one of the main ways that I'm trying to build my wealth up. And back to, have you seen anybody, you know, truly wealthy growing up? I don't know anyone that was investing. I didn't know anyone that was investing when I was coming up as a kid. All I did was I saw a couple people, you know, buying houses and renting them out. Like I said, my aunt and uncle, and that was, you know, a couple houses. But I didn't see anyone in the stock market. That's why I didn't know anything about the stock market till I was 30 years old, you know. I didn't know anything about the stock market. You know, I wish I would have, because I'm pretty sure I would have changed what I was doing. Because, you know, not having that solid role model and having me having to, you know, do my own research and finding out, because I had my aunt and uncle, but of course I didn't see them every day. They're not my direct, they're not people that I would be in front of all the time. All I started to do on my own was to save money. And that's a good trait to have too, saving money. Saving money is a great way to make sure that you got something in the bank and build wealth too, you know, because it's still your assets and you can earn interest on your money in the savings. But if you invest in the stock market, you would kill whatever you stacked up in the savings, especially during a great a bull market, or even if you invest into a bunch of dividends, man, you could grow your wealth way better. But I didn't know anything about that, and no one, you know, was able to tell me about investing. So that's why, again, it's important to have role models, and you can even seek out role models. You know, there's a whole bunch of people that are willing to mentor and develop others. You know, you just gotta look for them. It ain't hard, but I do wish it was more mentors or more people in my life that were wealthy or trying to build wealth, not just being wealthy, that were trying to build wealth, because I could have learned a lot from them, you know. But yeah, so if you don't have anybody in your life, like I said, make sure you guys look for somebody that is truly wealthy so you can be guided a little bit. You know, I ain't trying to say go ask him Tom, Dick, and Harry, hey, how you make money. I'm talking about like somebody that's truly wealthy and you can see that they actually own that stuff. If you ask, most of the time, people love when somebody comes to them and says, hey, how do I make money? How do I get what you have? Because at that point, you're complimenting them, and they'll love to, they wouldn't mind at all teaching you most of the time. But yeah, hey, you can stick around with me too, because we're going to build this wealth over here. But I just wanted to get up here and talk about wealth for a minute. And as I said, I like doing these videos because it takes me back. I can get personal just a little bit with you guys in these videos, because I do believe you got to be able to, especially for the people that aren't deep in investing or are still trying to find their way when it comes to building wealth, trying to understand wealth, having others actually talk about it is important. That's why I do these videos. And like I said, the other stock, you looking for my stock videos, I got plenty more of those coming, so don't worry. But I do think actually sending down or listening or, you know, having the conversation about wealth is important. Even if you don't agree 100% with anybody you listen to, just having the dialogue about wealth is important. It helps helps someone understand wealth just a little bit better, or clarify things dealing with wealth a little bit better. So hey, I like talking about wealth. I got plenty more to talk about. I'm gonna keep coming back. We're gonna keep doing it. Alright, I appreciate you guys checking me out. Make sure you come back and see me. Alright, peace.